Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Looking out for love in the night so still. Oh, how dear.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Zach Beach is here. Zach is a young man, entrepreneur, real estate expert, helping people understand the beauty of being a real estate investor, all the different things you can benefit from real estate. Zach, thanks again for being here. Zach's one of the stories featured in Chris Prefontaine's book, The New Rules of Real Estate Investing. Zach, I've been telling my audience for a long time now about what I call being a real estate owner as a business owner, owning your own real estate that your business is in. I call that the stealth benefit. And the reason I say that is because the business owns you have an incorporated business, you got a piece of real estate that you own yourself, you become the landlord for your own business. It pays you rent. You not only get the rental income, it makes your payment if you have a mortgage, which you probably would start out with one. You get to write off the expenses and the interest, and you get marketplace appreciation. And every time you make a payment, you earn some equity in your business, and one day it's paid off. Show me anything on Wall Street that does that. What do you think?
I think it's an absolute fantastic strategy there. I may even have to one-up you, as we have the exact same scenario, except instead of having to go to a bank to get financing, we crafted up a 20-year note with a seller, and they did seller financing, so we didn't have to go get 20% down.
Oh, yeah, I've done that too. Well, notice I didn't say bank mortgage. I said mortgage. Even if you go with a seller, it's still mortgage. It's basically, you've got that. So, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so we just crafted up a 20-year note. We're able to put down less than 20%, which is what you'd have to do with a bank. We set up multiple payments at the beginning, which were just principal, as we continued to – this property needed a little bit of work. So while we were in the transition and moving and doing some work to the property, we were only making a couple principal payments, and then we had a time where we weren't making payments at all, and then it did kick in, and it's a really good rate, low interest rate, high principal coming off of it each and every month. So it's just another strategy on top of what you're talking about. Like, don't feel as though you have to go to a bank to go get a loan. Seller financing is a fantastic option, and well, probably something you're going to see more of as the economy continues to switch around.
Seller financing is good. The only problem is you got to make sure that if you're buying it and you're putting your money out, that if you've got the credit, if you can justify it, that you have your control of the ownership. I don't have a problem with contract for deed type transactions, where the owner and the mortgagee, keeps the deed, but you got to be careful that you don't get evicted from something like that. And I've done it both ways. I've got financing from the seller. And that worked out beautifully. There was a time when I needed that kind of help because I wasn't many, many years ago, I wasn't bankable. But as soon as I got bankable, I tell you, Chris, I mean, Zach, once I got bankable, I moved over to the bank because I like doing business with banks. And the interest rates probably, more than likely, the interest rate's less than with the bank today than it is with a seller. If I'm financing my business, my real estate for you, Zach, I'm going to charge you more than the bank. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to. I mean, I'll politely disagree with you when it comes to that. We're all bankable, but I would definitely rather deal with a seller for many reasons in the fact that you don't have to, you can craft up your own terms, you can craft up your own options, you don't have the bank telling you
exactly
what you
have to do. Sometimes
you can't,
that's right. I completely agree with you. There's as I said, I've done it both ways many times. The thing about the individuals is sometimes their horizons change. So it depends on the terms, as you say, with you, you got to make sure that you don't have terms that are too short term for you. Cause I like having a long-time terms. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. If you're doing seller financing, you mentioned earlier, yes, you want to make sure that you're taking title, especially if you're the buyer. That way you have full control of the property and then just have somebody hold the note for you.
Yep.
We actually buy and sell all of our property without using our own cash, credit, or going to a bank because we do everything on terms. So meaning
right.
Lease options, owner financing, buying and selling on
what do you
the
think,
property that
what do you
has,
think about owning,
to
getting
loan.
To the point where you own your property outright? So let's say that the property you're in right now you own outright. And I need to answer quickly. And would you refinance that property and then go buy another one? Do you like the idea of owning a property outright, or do you think you should keep some leverage on it and use that money to do other things?
I think that I like having the property owned outright as far as cash flow goes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that refinancing the property is the wrong thing to do.
Right. Hey, Chris, I need your email address, please. I don't mean email. I need your website.
Yep.
I need your website, please.
Yep, so it's smartrealestatecoach.com. I would love to give your audience our free book if they haven't done it already, The New Rules of Real Estate Investing.
All right.
Me, Chris Prefontaine, Nick Prefontaine, and myself all co-authored. It's Amazon bestselling
right.
book.
All right.
And you can
Thank
get that
you,
at New Rules for free.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.